This policy has been authorised by the governors and is addressed to all pupils. It is available to parents on the school intranet and parents are encouraged to read it. The policy relates to the use of all internet-related technology, including email and related electronic devices, such as personal computers, laptops, cameras, mobile phones, and tablets. It applies to all such use on school premises, and also any use, whether on or off school premises, which affects the welfare of other pupils or where the culture or reputation of the school are put at risk. Staff are subject to a separate policy which forms part of their contract of employment. Email and Internet Protocol Part 1. We want each pupil to enjoy using the internet and to become proficient in drawing upon it while at school and as a foundation for your further education and future career. However, there are some potential drawbacks with email and the internet, both for you and the school. The purpose of this protocol is to set out the principles which you must bear in mind at all times, and also the rules which you must follow in order for pupils to use technology safely and securely. Principles. For your own protection and that of others, your use of email and of the internet will be monitored by the school. Remember that even when you have deleted an email or something you have downloaded, it can still be traced on the system. Do not assume that files stored in servers or storage media are always private. Passwords are there to protect users. It is a serious offence to use the username and password of another user, to reveal your password to another user, or to impersonate another via email. The use of email and access to the internet from the school's computers and network during school hours must be for educational purposes only. You must not use our facilities for personal, social or non-educational use during school hours without the express prior consent of a member of staff. You may only use email and access the internet once you have received IT induction training. If at any time after that you are unsure whether you are doing the right thing, you must ask for help from a member of staff. All of your files should be saved in your own area. However, do not store executable files or copyright materials such as MP3 files, wallpapers or movie clips in your user area. You must do all you can to protect the security of the school's computer network and the security of networks belonging to others. In particular, this means being aware of the possibility of computer viruses and taking sensible precautions to avoid bringing them onto our system or passing them to others. You should tell a teacher if there is a failure in a technical safeguard, for example, if there is a problem with a firewall or if an area which should be password protected is not password protected. You must also try to protect personal and confidential information about yourself and others, even if you receive or come across this inadvertently. Receiving or using this kind of information may be unlawful under data protection legislation and laws relating to confidentiality. You must not knowingly obtain or attempt to obtain unauthorised access to any part of any computer system or any information contained on such a system, including the school system. This is known as hacking and is both a criminal offence and a serious breach of school discipline. You should assume that all material on the internet is protected by copyright and you must treat such material appropriately and in accordance with the owner's rights. You must not copy, plagiarise another's work. You must not create, display, copy or otherwise distribute offensive material. Offensive material includes, but is not limited to, racism, sexism, pornography, bullying, including homophobic bullying, defamation, blasphemy, or criminal activity including hacking. In case of doubt, please ask any member of staff. As far as you are able, you must also make sure that you do not search or receive such material. It is your responsibility to reject it if you come across it and to inform a member of staff. You must not bring the school into disrepute through your use of email, mobile phones or your access to the internet. For example, you must not send or ask to receive anything which you believe the school and or your parents would find inappropriate for a pupil at the Royal Hospital School. You must not enter into any contractual commitment, whether for yourself or on behalf of the Royal Hospital School. You will be liable to the disciplinary sanctions, including, in the most serious cases, expulsion. If you breach this protocol, the measures taken will depend on the seriousness of the offence. Normally, a verbal warning will be issued for a minor misdemeanour, but further sanctions may be taken against those who repeatedly offend or where the nature of the offence is more serious. You or your parents may also be asked to pay for any significant expenditure or indemnify any significant liability incurred by the school as a result of this breach. It is a serious offence to destroy the work, the files of another user, or to create or introduce a virus or other malicious code to cause a system malfunction. Users must not attempt to reconfigure the computer, place shortcuts, aliases, software or clip art onto any local hard disk. Program files must not be downloaded from the internet. Personal USB pen drives and CD-ROMs containing application software must not be brought on to the school. However, pupils may bring in work on USB drives if approved by staff beforehand. You should treat all ICT resources responsibly and avoid waste by not sending documents to print unless you have first previewed them and are sure they are in final draft form. Colour printing is permitted, but pupils are expected to use this facility sparingly and not print off web pages unless absolutely necessary. All printing is monitored. Pupils are not allowed to access peer-to-peer interactive or networking sites when using school computers or if using personal laptops or other devices on school premises during school hours.